Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are just a 5 days away from the Middlesex County Fair. How pumped up are you? Seriously, how excited are you? It's the best time of year. It's Christmas for UWA Elite fans. Heck, it's Christmas for us. It's Christmas for me. August 1st, this coming Monday, this time, 5 days from now, we'll already know who's won the first 3 Crossroads first round matches. Think about that. This time, next week, we will have seen Arcadia versus Steve Scott versus Brandon the Bull. We will have seen Mike Seaway versus Corey Dillinger versus Drake Chambers. We will have seen the returns of Big Dan Wynette, Michael Masker, Bobby Roller. We will have seen the debuts of Jay George and Brandon Alpha. We will have seen Bose and Cannonball and Tech and Joey Adams and Brandon Kirk. God, it's almost fair week. Can you smell it? I can smell it. All in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your July 27th, 2016 edition of the UWA Elite All Access Podcast. I'm your host, Colin West, and for the next 28 minutes, I will be guiding you through everything that you're going to see next week at the Middlesex County Fair, Monday, August 1st through Sunday, August 7th at the Middlesex County Fairgrounds on Cranberry Road in East Brunswick, New Jersey, for the first time in history. Ever, UWA Elite will be bringing the Crossroads Tournament in its entirety to the Middlesex County Fair. And not only that, it's going to be the biggest Crossroads Tournament in history. 36 UWA Elite All-Stars. I will say that again. 36 UWA Elite All-Stars will take part in 12 first-round triple threat matchups, 3 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then, after another full day of action on Friday, and 5 shows, I'm saying, you heard me, 5 shows on Saturday. Saturday at 8 p.m., the big one. UWA Elite presents the Crossroads Supercard, featuring 4 threat semifinals and a fatal 4-way elimination match to crown the 2016 Crossroads Tournament winner. Unbelievable. Oh, and did I mention that Saturday night, the former champion Hedges gets his rematch against current champion Sean Damage McNellis in one of the biggest grudge matches of the year between two of the most popular men in UWA Elite and two of the greatest champions in UWA history. And then there's my guest tonight, who's going to be on in a couple of minutes, Jordan Oliver, who I can't even describe to you how much people hate this kid. But once you get past the fact that he's so brash and young and obnoxious, and probably you're just jealous that he has better hair than you. I mean, he's got pretty hair. He's got girl hair almost. He really does. You have to deal with the fact that he is part of a generation in UWA Elite on the come up. Just like in 2011, when UWA became UWA Elite, and we saw the old school, Big Dan Wynette, Cypress, Brian Brass, Mike Quest, Eddie Thomas, Robbie Roller, Sean Damage McNellis, Bose, King Tech, Arcadia, get challenged by the new school that isn't so new anymore. Joey Adams, Brandon the Bull. You know, these guys just that seemed so new at the time are now the core of this company. Drake Chambers, Mike Seaway, and so on down the line. And part of that new school, Kyle the Beast. So you never know who the next crop of stars are going to be here in UWA Elite. And we sure do have a great opportunity to see some future stars compete against UWA Elite legends on Tuesday evening, August the 2nd, at the fair, in what we're calling the Legends and Newcomers bracket, where legends of UWA Elite, like Big Dan Wynette, Michael Massacre, Robbie Roller, Fire Liger, return to take on this new wave, no pun intended, new wave's not coming, this new wave of talent, Jordan Oliver, Kurt Robinson, Cronin, Vinny Pacifico, Kid Christian, one of these men be a future champion. And joining me on the line right now is a guy who's got to be brimming with confidence right now, a guy who believes that just 10 days from now, he will be Crossroads champion and the youngest Crossroads champion in history, fresh off a huge win, the biggest, first win of his UWA Elite career. I am joined on the line by the young shooter, Jordan Oliver. Jordan, how are you this evening? Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm great, brother. I'm great every night because, you know, I'm the young shooter. It's great to be me.
Well, it is great to be you lately. I mean, you are fresh off a very impressive victory in a fatal four-way match against Mikey Pacifica and Corey Dillinger and Mike Davis of the Bro Team Pack. And a lot of people say, hey, you know what? Jordan Oliver is going to have to win a fatal four-way match if he wants to win Crossroads. So do you think that that match showed everybody just who you are? And do you think that you're ready to win Crossroads?
Oh, of course I'm going to win Crossroads. I mean, I've done great things. I've wrestled Hall of Famers. So what's to stop me from winning this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, wait, you've wrestled Hall of Famers?
Yeah, I wrestled Coco Beware, brother. Get up on your Jordan information.
My Jordan information? Is there like an encyclopedia here?
There should be.
Encyclopedia?
How good I am.
Man. See, this is... And I appreciate you for your talent, but you understand why you rub some people the wrong way, right? Like why people think that you're an arrogant person because you say things like that. Does that bother you that people call you arrogant, that people call you conceited? Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not arrogant and I'm not conceited. I'm just confident. And with confidence comes the haters. Because when you're the young shooter, when you're Jordan Oliver, when you're getting money, when you're getting bitches, when you're doing what I'm doing, you know, being the best right now, the best in the East Coast, West Coast, anywhere, honestly, I'm the greatest right now. So it doesn't matter to me what they have to say. They can't do what I can do. Half of them can't even do a handstand without fat in their face.
Oh, my God. So listen, Jordan, I don't even know where to go from that. My goodness. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. I'm telling you right now, we're on the line with Jordan Oliver, who has just made my hair stand up. Jordan, you have a very interesting relationship with the diligent one, Corey Dillinger. How would you describe your relationship with Corey Dillinger?
Oh, we're good friends. He's probably my best friend in the business right now.
Corey Dillinger is your best friend.
Yeah.
I've watched
we hang out
Jordan.
Sometimes.
What? Are you sure? Because the last 2 months that you guys have been in a UWA Elite ring together, he is beating the daylights out of you, man. Like, he's beating you up really bad.
No. Do you not have friends? That's what friends do. It's how we joke around. We beat each other up. We wrestle around. It's all good fun.
He dropped you on your neck twice. I've never had a friend try to break my neck twice.
Oh, well, that's not, sometimes he's a big guy. He gets a little carried away. We're still friends at the end of the day. I'll be, probably going to a diner with him next week, going to the strip club, doing, all that stuff. He's a good guy.
Oh, my God. Do they even let you in those places? Can you get in there?
Yeah. They don't call me the young shooter for nothing.
Okay. Wow, that's a joke that I'm hoping went over a lot of people's heads. My God. So listen, Jordan, your first round Crossroads tournament match, you and Vinny Pacifico and a guy that people say you remind them a lot of, Robbie Roller. Robbie Roller was on this podcast last week and said the following. He goes, so people say that Jordan Oliver is a young Robbie Roller, right? Well, doesn't that mean that I'm older and wiser, and that makes me a better Jordan Oliver. Like, that makes me better than him. What do you have to say to Robbie Roller? Do you think he's better than you?
Well, first of all, I got to, you know, break down what you said. You said that people see me as a younger Robbie Roller. I have an issue with that. I'm not a younger anybody. I'm not a second nobody. That guy's a nobody. He's nothing. What's the most notable thing he's done in UWA? Walk out? I'm the first Jordan Oliver, okay?
Ooh.
I don't ever want to hear you compare me to someone else again, unless it's comparing that person to how great I am. And for him,
okay.
he thinks he's the man. He thinks he's good. Well, I'm going to beat him so bad, he's going to leave halfway through the match, go to the back, pick his bags up, and leave and cry about it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere. But I guarantee he won't say it to my face.
Wow. Wow. Strong words. And what do you have to say for your other first-round opponent, Vinny Pacifico? You got to have some respect for what Vinny Pacifico's been able to do.
You know, Vinny's another guy that people compare me to a lot, and I have an issue with this. You know, he's young. He's doing things. That's awesome. But he'll never be Jordan Oliver. You know, we stepped in the ring before, and we went toe-to-toe. And I'll give him it. He got the best of me. That's, you know, that happens. He made me tap out to the pacifier. But since then, you know what I've been doing? You know what I've been doing, Colin?
You've been winning.
I've been winning.
You've been winning.
I've been going to the gym. I've been getting better. I've been training to be the best. I've been training with the best. You know, I just trained with, you know, E.A. James. I've been training with Jersey Kid, all these great names. You know, and this guy's just been training where? Warriors of Wrestling with James Riley. James Riley? That's okay.
Jeez.
James Riley's cool,
Rude
but he's no Jordan Oliver.
Oh, my good God.
I mean, I remember a couple years ago when Rude Boy James Riley couldn't even run half a mile without hitting himself in his face with a set.
James, you know I love you. This is unprovoked, my friend. My God. Well, listen, Jordan, all I got to say is, man, oh, man, I hope that your talent in the ring backs up your mouth outside it. That's all I can say. And best of luck to you as you attempt to become the youngest Crossroads Tournament winner in history, all right?
Hold on. Did you just wish me luck?
I did wish you luck, yes.
See, you're exactly what I hate about the wrestling world. You're fake, just like that guy, J.P. Myers. You say all this stuff. Oh, I couldn't see Jordan Oliver winning it. I couldn't see it. But when it comes to talking to me on the phone, when it comes to talking to me in person, you're all friendly. You're fake. And that's what's issue with this whole wrestling gig. See, I'm the realest deal out here. I'm the young shooter, baby. And for you that for those that don't know what shoot means, it means real. And that's exactly what you're going to see when it comes to the Crossroads Tournament. Real.
My God.
So you can have a great night, Mr. Colin West. I'm going to go to my bed, sleep, eat, talk, get women, get money, do all the things I do, and I'm going to do it in my sleep.
Wow. That's excellent. I hope that you get money before you get women, because the only way you're getting them is if you pay for them. And I'm hanging up on you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Jordan Oliver. Bye-bye. And he's gone. Had to make sure. My goodness. It is rare that I speak to someone that I know for a human fact that people hate more than me. My God, that kid is obnoxious. But he has an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to do something that no one has ever done before, and that is win Crossroads before the age of 19. My goodness. We will be back with a little bit more preview of Crossroads and a look ahead to Damage versus Hedges for the UWA Elite Championship right after this.
Just 23 short days after Gold Rush, UWA Elite returns with the biggest pro wrestling party of the summer. For the sixth straight year, UWA Elite and its all-stars invade the Middlesex County Fair. UWA Elite Action live Monday, August 1st through Sunday, August the 7th at the Middlesex County Fairgrounds in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Best part is, Your admission to UWA Elite Action at the Fair is free with your paid fair admission. See your favorite UWA Elite All-Stars, Sean Damage McNellis, Hedges, Kyle the Beast, Arcadia, King Tech, Bose, The Rogues, The Unstoppables, The Protein Pack, and more. Plus, for the first time in history, the largest Crossroads tournament ever will be contested live all week at the Middlesex County Fair. You cannot afford to miss the biggest Crossroads tournament in history. We'll see you at UWA Elite Live from the Middlesex County Fair, August 1st through the 7th, 2016.
Wow. And just a few short days away. 5 days to be exact. My goodness. We will be coming at you live from the Middlesex County Fair, Cranberry Road, East Brunswick, New Jersey. This will be the fifth or sixth straight year that we're at the Middlesex County Fair with the 13th edition of the Crossroads Tournament, the biggest Crossroads Tournament in history. Three opening round matches each on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, besides the fact that we're doing three whole wrestling shows each of those days. Then, after three shows on Friday and four shows during the day on Saturday, the big one, Saturday, 8 p.m., Crossroads, the Supercard, the mega show, the real bleeping event. Call it what you want. Big time, important show, not just for this year, but for the legacy and the history of the United Wrestling Alliance. Sean Damage McNellis, the first ever three-time UWA Elite Champion, defends his championship against the man he won it from out of nowhere at homecoming, the former champion Hedges, one of the baddest men walking in UWA Elite, the man from Arizona who held the championship for unbelievable almost 325 days. Think about that. Turned back every challenger for almost a full year. Second longest championship reign in UWA Elite history. So what happens at the fair? Hedges won this championship at the fair last year on a Wednesday, defeating Brian Brass after he won Crossroads. So does the man's magic return at the fair? Does Hedges hurt Sean Damage McNellis? Or does the green and black attack step up to the plate as SDM delivers the damage and retains the championship that he feels has been his from the very beginning? Will Hedges be damaged goods, or will SDM feel a diamond back driver? I got to tell you, this is a very even matchup. It was a very even matchup at homecoming. I got to watch it at ringside. It was a privilege and a pleasure to watch both of these world-class championship-caliber competitors go back and forth with the richest prize in the United Wrestling Alliance on the line. That night, SDM was the bigger man, he was the better man by just about half a percent. Just about half a percent to a percent. Hedges could very easily find it to be his night again. Saturday, August the 6th, under the big tent at UWA Elite Crossroads of the Middlesex County Fair. So with a huge fight feel, a big fight feel like that, how much are you paying to see this show? You're paying $10, you're paying $15, you're paying $20, you're paying $25, maybe you're paying $30 to get ringside. How about zero? Every single show that UWA Elite puts on at the Middlesex County Fair for you, this year, as it is every year, is free with your paid admission to the Middlesex County Fair, which as of last year was under $10. Under $10. None of this shenanigans, none of this garbage where you have to pay to get into the fair and then pay to get an R10 and then pay to get merchandise and then no. We'll have our merchandise. We'll have our merchandise up for sale, obviously. But come in our tent, watch our shows for free, love our product, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Go to UWAElite.com to subscribe to this All Access podcast. Become a part of the United Wrestling Alliance Army. Be a part of the UWA Elite Army and the UWA Elite movement. And see us for free all week long at the Middlesex County Fair. Now, why isn't there more of a card out right now for Crossroads? It's pretty simple. You say, well, why isn't Joey Adams defending the I Championship at Crossroads? What if Joey Adams makes it to the finals of Crossroads? Are you going to ask him to wrestle three times in one night and defend his I Championship? That's completely unfair. You might not like the man, but you can't do it. What if Brandon the Bull gets knocked out in the first round and John Rome wins Crossroads, or vice versa? John Rome gets knocked out and Brandon the Bull makes a deep run. Can you reasonably ask the Unstoppable to have a scheduled title defense? No. These matches will play themselves out over the course of the week. Something that is very interesting to note, by the way, on that level. The Bro Team Pack, your Trios champions, are now the Tag Team Combat Champion, Combat Cup champions, and the number one contenders to the UWA Elite Tag Team Champions, the Unstoppable. By the end of this week, coming up at the fair, by August 6th, August 7th, the Bro Team Pack could hold 50% of the championships in the United Wrestling Alliance. What do you think about that? 50%. My goodness. How do you deal with a group that nefarious having that much success? You almost can't. What do you say, though? I mean, what do you say about a group that would become the first in the history of this company, to be double champions, to be tag and trios champions simultaneously? It would be unquestionably the greatest team accomplishment in the history of this company. With all due respect to Swag Mean, with all due respect to the record-breaking championship run of the Rogues, with all due respect to the legacy of the Paramount and the Uprising and the heavy hitters, this would be the greatest team accomplishment in United Wrestling Alliance history. Being tag and trios champions at the same time, unbelievable. But here's my question. If the Unstoppables turn back the Bro Team Pack, Unstoppables then get a shot at the trios championships? This is not me planting a seed. This is just me thinking out loud here. By the end of the fair, think about this. We could have one team holding two championships and five belts in sum total. Think about it. What if, oh my God, what if Dynamite Davis wins Crossroads again? What if TJ Blade wins Crossroads? What if Seaway wins Crossroads? Let's just put it that way. What if Mike Seaway shocks the world and wins Crossroads? The Bro Team Pack could be tag team champions, trios champions, Combat Cup winners, and have the number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship. Same, too, with the Unstoppables. What if John Rome or Brandon the Bull wins Crossroads? It could be a tough week because Brandon the Bull could have to go all the way to the finals and be exhausted. They could lose their tag team championships, but then Brandon the Bull becomes number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship. What a seismic shift that would be. And what if Joey Adams, the I Champion, is I Champion and number one contender at the same time? Unbelievable how the landscape of this company can change overnight at Crossroads. The biggest week of the year is always the Middlesex County Fair, and we just doubled down on the enormity of it by putting Crossroads at the Middlesex County Fair. Now, I promised you my insider take on these brackets. I talked a little bit about it on the Power Hour on the Nerdport Network. Shout out to J.P. Mayer and Chino and Ronnie and Deanna and everybody over at the NPN for letting us at UWA Elite be a part of what you do over on the Nerdport Network. Thank you. So looking at these brackets, I think that there are some people who might be overlooking certain men, and I'm going to give you a sleeper. You know what? That sounds like a good idea. I'm going to give you a sleeper from every bracket. So let's start on Monday, shall we? Kirk versus Adams versus King Tech. Nicholas Kay versus Jeff Cannonball versus Dynamite Davis. Georgie Boy versus Brandon Alpha versus Boast. As of right now, based on fan voting, the favorites to advance are Joey Adams, Nicholas Kay, and Bose. I'm going to give you a sleeper here, and it's a deep sleeper. A lot of people aren't voting for Brandon Alpha because they don't know who he is. Trust me, if you knew who he was, there would be more votes on the board. Now, I'm not saying that that Bose isn't on a tear, but what you're not thinking about is the fact that Brandon Alpha could pin Georgie Boy, or Georgie Boy could pin Brandon Alpha while Bose is out of the ring. This is what makes triple threat matches so intriguing and so dangerous in a tournament-style setting. You can be knocked out of this tournament. You could be the most dominant man in this tournament, easily, and get knocked out in the first round because you just happen to be outside the ring at the wrong time. I think, looking at this bracket, there's one man with a singles championship, and that's Joey Adams. And love him or hate him, I think the man with the singles championship is inherently the favorite. So unless someone is to defeat Joey Adams along the way, I have to pencil Joey Adams in that Monday bracket as the favorite. Who's my sleeper? Like I said, Brandon Alpha. Very interesting sleeper in that bracket. Tuesday, in our newcomers and legends bracket, Pacifico versus Robbie Roller versus Jordan Oliver. Boy, it was fun talking to him before. Really? Really was. I don't sound convincing, do I? That's one match. Then you got Michael Masker versus Kid Christian versus Big Dan Winant. Then you got Cronin versus Fire Liger versus Kurt Robinson. Favorite in the bracket. There are two men in this bracket who have both won Crossroads twice. Robbie Roller and Big Dan Winant. And there are five men in this bracket. Six. Who have never competed in Crossroads before. My favorite's Big Dan Winant. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a former UWA original Grand Slam champion and a two-time Crossroads tournament winner. And he's the only man in this field that has won the UWA championship by winning Crossroads. As far as a sleeper in this bracket, I'm going to give you Kid Christian. Yes, he's only wrestled one match in UWA Elite history. But damn, if it wasn't an impressive showing against Arcadia, and if he can somehow find a way to beat Massacre or Big Dan, there's nothing that he can't do. Well, I'm really impressed with the kid. Wednesday's bracket, or as we're calling it, the bracket of death.
It is very possible that we could see Dillinger versus Seaway versus Chambers, Finnegan versus Kid versus J. George, Arcadia versus Steve Scott versus Brandon the Bull. It's very possible we could see any of those matches end up being match of the tournament. I'm going to say my favorite, I can't say Arcadia because the man was just so rude to me. My favorite is Drake Chambers. And my sleeper in the same bracket is Corey Dillinger. I could see Corey Dillinger in the right set of circumstances winning Crossroads. And finally, on Thursday, my favorite to win the Thursday bracket, I don't know how you don't pick Kyle the Beast, but don't sleep on Clay Sawyer. And I'm going to tell you why. He's got all the Kentucky bread at his disposal at all times, and that makes him dangerous. Ultimately, though, the Crossroads tournament does a good job of making me look like an idiot every year, because what do I know? Follow UWA Elite on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us. Come to the fair, and we'll talk to you live when UWA Elite presents Crossroads.